From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Saying our greatest hope is for peace, President Trump has reversed decades of U.S. policy. He recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and set in motion the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient holy city. He spoke in an internationally televised 11-minute speech from the White House.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Facebook called the decision an historic landmark, but Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the plan is tantamount to the United States abdicating its role as a peace mediator. President Trump has ordered American officials to urge Saudi Arabia to completely allow fuel, food, and medicine into Yemen. In a short statement Wednesday, he said, "This must be done for humanitarian reasons immediately." He said the Yemeni people desperately need it. A Saudi-led coalition is carrying out an air and ground campaign to drive the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels out of Yemen. The Saudis imposed a blockade on all Yemeni ports last month when the Houthis fired a missile near the Riyadh airport. This is VOA News. Russia has been banned from competing in the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. The decision by the International Olympic Committee follows the IOC's 17-month-long investigation. The committee determined that Russia had deliberately manipulated the global anti-doping program through a state-sponsored conspiracy. Russian officials have reacted with anger, accusing the committee of being part of an anti-Russian campaign. Correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
In the run-up to the IOC decision, ice hockey teams across Russia posted videos on the internet with the message, "We want to go to the Olympics." But their protestations were in vain. To the dismay of many Russians, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, announced the ban Tuesday evening.
This systemic manipulation of the anti-doping system in Russia was an unprecedented attack on the integrity of the Olympic Games. This is why the IOC Executive Board has today suspended the Russian Olympic Committee with immediate effect.
Over 20 Russian athletes have been banned following doping tests conducted on samples taken at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will not stop Russian athletes from competing in the 2018 Olympics. The Olympians will not be allowed to compete under their flag. But Putin said he will not prevent athletes from competing in what's called a personal capacity in the upcoming Winter Games. The U.S. House of Representatives condemned the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya on Wednesday, passing a resolution calling for an end to the attacks against the Muslim minority in Myanmar, also known as Burma. The resolution is the first step in congressional action that could eventually include a standalone sanctions bill aimed at putting financial pressure on the Burmese military and providing U.S. economic assistance to Myanmar. 28 Democratic U.S. senators, including 13 female lawmakers, on Wednesday called for their party colleague, Senator Al Franken, to resign in the face of mounting allegations that for years he made unwanted sexual advances on multiple women. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York was the first to say that the 66-year-old Franken should quit. He was a popular television comedian before twice winning Senate elections in the state of Minnesota. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.